Mike Mulligan and his steam shovel by Virginia Lee Burton. Mike Mulligan had a steam shovel, a beautiful red steam shovel. Her name was Mary Ann. Mike Mulligan was very proud of Mary Ann. He always said she could dig as much in a day as 100 men could dig in a week, but he'd never been quite sure that this was true. Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann had been digging together for years and years. Mike Mulligan took good care of Mary Ann. She never grew old. It was Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann, and some others, who dug the great canals for the big boats to sail through. It was Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann, and some others, who cut through the high mountains so that trains could go through. Was Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann and some others who lowered the hills and straightened the curves to make the long highways for the automobiles. It was Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann and some others who smoothed out the ground and filled in the holes to make the landing fields for the airplanes. And it was Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann and some others who dug the deep holes for the cellars of tall skyscrapers in the big cities. When people used to stop and watch them, Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann used to dig a little faster and a little better. The more people stopped, the faster and better they dug. Some days they would keep as many as 37 trucks busy, taking away all the dirt they had dug. Then came along the new gasoline shovels, and the new electric shovels, and the new diesel motor shovels, and took all the jobs away from the steam shovels. Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann were very sad. All the other steam shovels were being sold for junk or left out in old gravel pits to rust and fall apart. Mike loved Mary Ann. He couldn't do that to her. He had taken such good care of her that she still could dig as much in a day as 100 men could dig in a week. At least he thought she could, but he wasn't quite sure. Everywhere he went, the new gas shovels, the new electric shovels, the new diesel motor shovels, and all the jobs. No one wanted Mike Mulligan or Mary Ann anymore. One day, Mike read in the paper that a town of Popperville was going to build a new town hall. "We're going to dig the cellar of that town hall," said Mike to Mary Ann, and off they started. They left the canals and the railways and the highways and the airports and the big city and no one wanted them anymore, and they went out to the country. They crawled along slowly up the hills and down the hills until they came to the little town of Popperville. When they got there, they found that the selectmen were just deciding who would dig the cellar for the new town hall. Mike Mulligan spoke to Henry B. Swaft, one of the selectmen. "We heard," he said, "that you're going to build a new town hall. Mary Ann and I will dig the cellar for you in just one day," said Henry P. Swaft.
"Dig a cellar in a day? It would take 100 men at least a week to dig a cellar for our new town hall."
"Sure," said Mike, "but Mary Ann can dig as much in a day as 100 men can dig in a week."
Though he had never been quite sure that this was true, then he added,
"If we can't do it, you won't have to pay."
Henry B. Swap thought that this would be an easy way to get at least part of the cellar dug for nothing. And he smiled in a rather mean way, and he gave the job of digging the cellar of the new town hall to Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann. They started in early the next morning, just as the sun was coming up. Soon a little boy came along.
"Do you think you'll finish by sundown?" he said to Mike Mulligan.
"Sure," said Mike. "If you stay and watch us, we always dig faster and better when someone is watching us."
So the little boy stayed to watch. Then Mrs. McGillicuddy, Henry P. Swap, and the town constable came over to see what was happening, and they stayed to watch. Mike Mulligan and Marianne dug a little faster and a little better. This gave the little boy a good idea. He ran off and told the postman with the morning mail, the telegraph boy on his bicycle, the milkman with his cart and horse, the doctor on his way home, and the farmer and his family coming into town for the day, and they all stopped to stay and watch. That made Mike Mulligan and Marianne dig a little faster and a little better. They finished the first corner neat and square, but the sun was getting higher. The fire department arrived. They'd seen the smoke. They thought there was a fire. Then the little boy said, "Why don't you stay and watch?" So the fire department of Popperville stayed to watch Mike Mulligan and Marianne. When they heard the fire engine, the children in the school across the street couldn't keep their eyes on their lessons. The teacher called a long recess, and the whole school came out to watch. That made Mike Mulligan and Marianne dig a little faster and a little better. They finished the second corner neat and square, but the sun was right up in the top of the sky. Now the girl who answers the telephone called up the next towns of Bangerville and Bopperville and Kipperville and Copperville and told them what was happening in Popperville. All the people came over to see if Mike Mulligan and his steam engine could dig the cellar in just one day. The more people came, the faster Mike Mulligan and Marianne dug. But they would have to hurry. They were only halfway through, and the sun was beginning to go down. They finished the third corner, neat and square. Never had Mike Mulligan and Marianne had so many people to watch them. They had never dug so fast and so well, and never had the sun seemed to go down so fast. "Hurry, Mike Mulligan! Hurry, hurry!" shouted the little boy. "There's not much time." Dirt was flying everywhere, and the smoke and the steam were so thick that the people could hardly see anything, but they listened. Bang, bang, crash, slam. Louder and louder, faster and faster. Then, suddenly it was quiet. Slowly, the dirt settled down. The smoke and the steam cleared away, and there was the cellar all finished. Four corners neat and square. Four walls straight down, and Mike Mulligan and Marianne at the bottom, and the sun was just going down behind the hill. "Hooray!" shouted the people. "Hooray for Mike Mulligan and his steam shovel! They have dug the cellar in just one day." Suddenly the little boy said, "How are you going to get out?" "That's right," said Mrs. McGillicuddy to Henry P. Swap. "How is he going to get his steam shovel out?" Henry B. Swap didn't answer, but he smiled in a rather mean way. Then everybody said, "How's he going to get out? Hey, Mike Mulligan, how are you going to get your steam shovel out?" Mike Mulligan looked around at the four square walls and four square corners, and he said,
"We've dug so fast, and we've dug so well, that we've forgotten to leave a way out."
Nothing like this had ever happened to Mike Mulligan and Marianne before, and they didn't know what to do. Nothing like this had ever happened before in Popperville. Everyone started talking at once, and everyone had a different idea, and everyone thought his idea was the best. They talked and talked, and they argued and they fought until they were worn out, and still no one knew how to get Mike Mulligan and Marianne out of the cellar they had dug. Then Henry B. Swap said,
"The job isn't finished because Marianne isn't out of the cellar, so Mike Mulligan won't get paid.
Then he smiled in a rather mean way. Now the little boy, who had been keeping quiet, had another good idea. He said,
why don't we leave Marianne in the cellar and build the new town hall above her? Let her be the furnace in the new town hall, and let Mike Mulligan be the janitor. Then you wouldn't have to buy a new furnace, and we could pay Mike Mulligan for digging the cellar in just one day.
Why not? Said Henry B. Swap,
and he smiled in a way that was not quite so mean.
Why not? Said Mrs. McGillicuddy.
Why not? Said the town constable.
Why not? Said all the people. So they found a ladder and climbed down into the cellar to ask Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann.
Why not?
Said Mike Mulligan. So it was decided, and everybody was happy. They built the new town hall right over Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann. It was finished before winter. Every day, the little boy goes over to see Mike Mulligan and Mary Ann. Mrs. McGillicuddy takes some nice, hot apple pies. As for Henry B. Swap, he spends most of his time in the cellar of the new town hall, listening to the stories that Mike Mulligan has to tell, and smiling in a way that isn't mean at all. Now, when you go to Popperville, be sure to go down in the cellar of the new town hall. They'll be there, Mike Mulligan and Marianne. Mike in his rocking chair, smoking his pipe, and Marianne beside him, warming up the meetings in the new town hall. Thank you.